Don't walk this heavy path alone. It's not what you were meant for. You're meant to be a leader. You're meant to succeed. You're meant to not survive. You are meant to thrive. And that means this dream of yours, it must and it will be manifested. It must and it will. And in fact, it's already done.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Queen, what is up? I am coming to you today with an absolutely open heart. I know that this subject, it's probably why you selected listening to it, is maybe near to your heart as well, because I know that it's something that all we women, when we're going for something really big, brush up against. And that is, what do you do, or how do you be, and what to feel or think when it seems like your dream is about to die? And I remember probably one of the first real times that I was launching my first time that I was launching a group program, I remember thinking, like, just being terrified and terrorizing myself that nobody was going to sign up. And it was like, I wanted it so badly. I wanted to be a bigger player. I wanted to start working with groups and not just doing one-on-ones. But I just had this just knot in my stomach about not being afraid. Like, I was convinced that nobody was going to sign up. And there's been so many other circumstances throughout the years. I wrote a lot about them in my book, The Audacity to Be Queen. When the 11th hour miracle was the solution. And today I find myself in a space to share totally transparently that there's this really big, amazing, mind-blowing, like, can't even believe this is possible for me opportunity that felt like it was coming into fruition and formation and manifestation. And I was getting really excited. And then some things have happened more recently where it's like, you know, I'm trying not to, like, there's a spiritual level and then there's the human level. And it's like feels like the dream is about to die, or it could, if I don't know, figure something out, do something, open up, get out of any resistance to receiving it. I don't even know what. So rather than, I don't know, just try and figure this out for myself, I figured that this is something that we can all expand into. And so whatever process I'm about to do, I wanted to be in connection with you, and I wanted to be in service with you. And I want you to know that every successful woman out there, when we are either presented with or have an idea, are going for, like, the next, not just the next increment, the next chapter, the next even level, I'm so tired and bored of all that. Like, when we're going for epic, when we're going for unbelievable, razzle, dazzle, like, outrageous, miraculous quantum leaps, that I don't know if it always needs to be this way, but I'm finding myself faced with, like, oh my gosh, is my dream about to die? And I'm committed to turning it around, even though my emotional vibration in this moment is a little like, yeah, please don't let it die, which is not a powerful way to manifest what you want. It's really more of a recipe on how to get exactly what I don't want. And so I know that the communal vortex is so uplifting and so powerful. And that's why I wanted to do this with you together. So I invite you to bring any epic desire that you have, and you get to pick how large or small or feasible or not it is. But if there's something in your life that you deeply crave and desire, and you too have fears that what if it won't happen? Or if it does happen, what if it takes such a long, long, long time? And what if it can't happen now, and or at least sooner versus later? And what if it was just like a wish and a fantasy? And what if it actually never happens? And so together today, let's turn that around, shall we? So let's pray. Dear God, we know that you have placed these beautiful desires in our hearts and placed them there for a reason. We know that you have placed these desires in our hearts and that that's what makes them true, that they are sourced from you, that they are sourced from the infinite, that they, with you, truly are possible, because with you, the miracles and the miraculous in all things are possible. So I ask that you would attune my mind to the truth. And I ask that you would attune every woman's mind for what her desires are to the truth. And may we use this remaining time together to be lifted into your truth, lifted into not just the possibility, but the probability that comes with aligning with you. I ask that you would stir in our soul such a heightened, strong, fierce, valiant level of faith that when the clouds come and the winds blow, that we don't have the experience of going into despair or sadness or frustration or even doubt. But that with you, we would remember that other humans are going to have their experience and other people are going to say what they need to say. But the voice that we choose to listen to is your voice, your truth, your love, your power. And we will remember in this moment, truly ask and it is given. And we are asking. We are asking for the full, joyful manifestation of the desire that is in each of our hearts, this desire that we hold to be true, this desire that we know has come from you. And in this moment, we ask to be lifted vibrationally so that we can again experience the joy and the passion, the appreciation, the confidence, and the knowing that in fact, it is already done, and that all is well. And so it is. All right, well, I'm feeling a little bit better already, but let's move this forward, because I don't know about you, but for me, I'm really bored with doubt, and I'm really tired of watching myself taken out of the game because I give my power over to someone else's voice, or more accurately, someone else's limitation and someone else's fear. And so one of the reasons why I think that I got a little deflated today was because I thought I had the plan figured out. I thought I was in charge of the how. Even though I preach that the hows are none of our business, I thought that I had a plan and the plan wasn't going according to the plan. And then I let my mind connect the dots. Well, if the plan isn't going according to the plan, then maybe the plan won't work out and then the desire won't be manifested. And I am choosing in this moment to return to the basics. And there's three steps to manifesting. One is ask and it is given. That is our job. Ask and is given. And every ask is always answered. That is law. And the second step is letting you, God, do your thing, like letting the universe take over and knowing and believing and trusting and just having the full faith and full confidence that the hows are what you're in charge of. And I don't even know why I get depressed about this, because I don't even want to be in charge of the house. I don't even like the house. Like I'm all about receiving in my femininity, like receiving. So we know that the third step to manifesting is exactly that, getting great at receiving, making sure that our emotional vibration is a match vibrationally for the manifested desire. And the way that we can raise our vibration is to see it and think it and feel it and vibe it and see it as already done. And when I say think it, I just mean think the powerful thoughts. It's really about feeling it as already done. And so when my plan kind of went off course, I started future tripping. There's no power in the future. So if you're future tripping and afraid that something that you don't want to happen is going to happen, or something that you want to happen isn't going to happen, let's get us back into the powerful moment. Let's get us back into the right here, right now. Like, the present moment is actually pretty awesome. Like, I am so grateful that you are here. I'm so grateful that we're in this together. I'm so grateful that we are showing up for our lives as women who aren't rolling over like a ladybug on our back, legs kicking and screaming in the air, or committed to negativity or pessimism or criticism and like any of the other stuff that people can go into. Like, you and I, we're here for the high vibe and we're going for our dreams. And even when our dreams don't seem like they're going for us, like, we're staying in it. We're persevering. We're choosing to reach out and ask spirit, lift us up. Remind us that you are in charge, not other people. Remind us that all is under your domain. Remind us that we get to have the favor of God alive in our soul, spirit, life, body, experiences, all of it. That's right here in the present moment. That's not even about the outcome or the manifestation. That's like, we've already manifested the joy. The joy of being here, the joy of being spiritually connected, the joy of having the knowledge that we get to choose faith. And what is faith, Gina DeVee? Faith is the evidence of things not seen. And so it's like, I'm looking for, like, I would need faith if it was the evidence of things that can already be seen. So this moment, this opportunity is blessing me with the gift to strengthen my faith. How sexy is that? I mean, how feminine is that? How glorious is that? What a hallelujah moment that I've actually been given an opportunity in this moment to strengthen my faith. I mean, I think it's sexy to like strengthen my core and my abs and my thighs and, you know, my bat wings there. Just, that's cool. And I do that at 7 a.m. every morning. But to have the opportunity to strengthen my faith. Wow. It, given the evidence of where things are currently at, I get to rise above and have faith that something that is, doesn't have any indication that it's happening, I get to hold the faith that it is. Yes. Yes. And so do you. We get to do this together. We get to get out of this old white man patriarchal messaging that we've been given, that if it's logical and it's linear and it's practical, like that's what we can count on. Why don't we start counting on all of the miracles that are obviously coming our way, because the manifestation is happening. And for them to happen, like, even more miracles than anticipated are going to show up, because that's what's going to be necessary for this manifestation. Wow. So I get to be here, hang out with you, strengthen my faith, and open up to receiving even more miracles. Wow. Yes. Yes. And I say yes. I say yes to putting my faith in the not knowing. I've put so much faith in the known and the numbers and the metrics and the statistics and the, you know, how everyone thinks they can predict what's going to happen. And for people that can do that and rely on that and that works for them, great. I apparently have a different destiny. And if you're listening to this, likely so do you. So we get to strengthen our faith today. We get to get better at not needing to know the how. not needing, we get to get more confident and not needing to know the how, not needing to have the answers. And here's the other thing I'm really getting to. Let's stay in pleasure. Let's stay in the high vibe feelings. Let's stay in what will really bring us joy. There was, as I started to think that my dream was about to die, my mind went to one of the lower vibrational archetypes in me. And it's that, like, that overworking, under earning, kind of like just willing to like so nickel and dime myself and over toil with work in terms of like, just it felt like my mind was like, well, maybe I could make it happen if I did this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And it was this massive exertion of energy that just felt like so low vibe. But my neurological pathways, like this is what I used to do in the past. Like I'd be so willing to just settle for the crumbs. And I'm just not in that place. And then the other pendulum swing was like, well, then maybe you just don't need the manifestation. It was like, those are the two options, settle for crumbs or just give up. And instead, the opportunity that we have here, women, is how can this happen in the most high vibrational way? I think I started to get depressed and deflated because I wasn't asking the better questions. I was just assuming that because things didn't happen the way according to the quote unquote plan, that then they wouldn't happen, or I have to do all this stuff that I didn't want to do just to get the dream. And now I'm realizing if I get to strengthen my faith and if more miracles are coming to me and you get to strengthen your faith and more miracles are coming to you, okay, so let's ask the better questions together. How can this happen? How can it happen? Like, who else can I be? Is right now the answer to who else can we be is are women who are choosing high vibration, women that are choosing joy, women who are choosing to open up and be a vibrational match to this beautiful desire and do it from a place of joy. Do it from a place of confident anticipation and optimism that the way will be provided and it doesn't need to be grueling. And when Moses was standing before that Red Sea, you know, he didn't have to take an eyedropper and take the water out of the sea drop by drop by drop. And I think that that's so much of what I've done in my life that's like, thinking that I had to just toil away with this ridiculous small level playing, thinking that, well, if you're going to get what you want, you got to work really hard. There's hard and then there's futile. And then there's insanity, by the way. The realm of the miraculous led Moses to that Red Sea where he lifted his rod and the sea parted. This is what it is to be in connection with God in the universe. This is what it is to have full faith. This is what it is to follow your divine guidance. And we don't need to know how it's going to happen. We know that our divine assignment is to be the leaders that we have been designated to be and to lift our rod in full faith that the way will be shown, that the waters will part, and that we don't need to be the one doing the work to hold the water and the waves back, that would just be a crushing, excruciating, miserable experience. No, as the feminine leaders that we are, we get to raise the rod, experience receiving of the miracles, watch that sea part before us, and then walk straight ahead and leading whoever our people are into the promised land. And that is the opportunity for each of us right here, right now, women, that we get to be that person who raises her hand and says, yes, dear God, please use me. Yes, I'm available for a miracle. Yes, I'm following my divine assignment. Yes, I accept my leadership position. Yes, I see the full and complete manifestation of this dream because it is part of the calling. It is part of the divine assignment. And it is part of your perfect plan. Yes, and thank you. Yes, and thank you. Yes, I accept. Yes, I receive. And so it is. Amen. I'm being reminded of a song that I play often, usually before a live event, but just any time in my life. And it's from an Andre Crouch album. And the song is Let the Church Say Amen. And today I will spare you the singing of my voice on it. I'll share with you some lines, and it's, let the church say amen. And there's, let it just, and it keeps repeating it, let the church say amen. And even it looks like your dream's about to die, it's like, and you say amen. And that's what we're doing here today, because nowhere with God is this dream dead. Nowhere in the miraculous realm is there any lack or limitation or dead end. And so we're just going to keep singing the song, yes, and let the church say amen. And you get to say amen. And we get to say amen together. Amen. 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 And you don't need to know the how. You are the leader. You are the one who the miracle is going to come down and work through. You are the woman who has a dream, and you are the woman who didn't give up on your dream. So you get to say amen to that. And you hold your head high, and you keep that heart and soul open of yours. And you continue to visualize the dream. And you continue to feel the complete manifestation. And you make the decision that it is happening. And you now humbly accept that you don't know how it's going to happen, but that it is happening. It is happening. It is happening. It is happening, Queen. And so it is. You know, being reminded in a moment's notice that we get to begin again, being reminded that we can ask for a miracle, being in community, we can reach out and share what's going on with you and be lifted up, or maybe even ask someone to pray for you. Like, this is feminine sisterhood and community. This is why I've created the Q Club, and I want to invite you, come check it out. All the links are in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/Q Club. And in the Q Club, you'll see what's there. There's all kinds of opportunities for meditations and prayers and big thinking and community vortex. It's a global community with women from all over the world who've said yes and who are saying their amens and who aren't giving up and who are so committed to true divine living that they're watching the videos and there's stuff on lifestyle and fashion and spirituality. And it's all about dreaming and daring and all things delicious, divine, and delightful. So I want to see you there. Come join us and come check it out. And don't walk this heavy path alone. It's not what you were meant for. You're meant to be a leader. You're meant to succeed. You're meant to not survive. You are meant to thrive. And that means this dream of yours, it must and it will be manifested. It must and it will. And in fact, it's already done. So together in the Q Club, we get ourselves out of the way. We remember the power of feminine principle. And so much of that is to be in the vortex of feminine community, where you're seeing other women get their wins and they're supporting you and getting yours, and you're celebrating them and they're celebrating you. And then there's all these beautiful videos you can watch at your own convenience. You can binge watch, or you can just do a little 10-minute one, or there's longer ones. There's like so much high vibe content, information, juiciness, like messaging for you, so that you get to stay on track every moment of the day. And when the winds blow, you know exactly where to go to pick yourself back up and remember, queen, who you are. Remember your power. Remember your greatness. And you remember that spirit that lives you, that is not of you, that has the ability to create every level of epic success, manifestation, love, and power in your life. So come join us in the Q Club. I want to see you there. You're going to see it's all things queen, delightful, all the good things. As always, take a screenshot of this episode and let me know what you learned from it. Let me know what you got from it for you. Tag me on Instagram. I want to be in conversation and I want to know what you are manifesting, because together we get to say amen. All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.